Alright guys, how you doing? This is Byron on the mic, and I have a topic today that I want to talk about that I know is very dear to people, and I know that it's a hard topic to talk about, and I definitely don't want to talk about it. This is my first time, this is going to be my last time to even have this conversation about this topic, because I don't want to be clout chasing at all. And this is going to be about what happened in the Bronx, about the 8 guys who has been caught. That was from a gang that has killed 15-year-old Junior in the Bronx not too long ago. See, this is my thing about this, right? Let me just jump right into it. It's very sad what happened. It's like I can't even understand or like grasp the feelings of what the mother's going through, because I know that she's very, very, very hard, very hurtful, going through a lot of pain about what's going on right now. And from losing her son, and especially the way she lost her son, and it was so publicly viewed, and you know, a lot of people shared it on social media, and that's another thing. You guys need to stop sharing so much of things on social media, especially of this nature, you know, especially of something that this violent, and especially in the way that this was done, you know, like we gotta ease up on that, and we gotta understand ourselves and look at ourselves and see that like we're that desensitized to be able to share like a 15-year-old kid being stabbed up by a machete like so much different times for some reason. Like, we're that desensitized, but it's another topic. But what happened to 15-year-old Junior was super senseless. And there's a lot of stories that's going around also, like with about the girl that's involved, that was supposedly a sex tape that was involved, how she lied, saying that she was raped in the sex tape, when actually she was a willing participant and consented within the sex tape with her boyfriend. And as she lied to her uncle, or who, you know, whoever that, you know, that loved her as, you know, a child or whatever. But my thing is that she has to be dealt with by the law. 100%, if that's the truth. If that's the case, she has to be dealt with by the law, and she has to go to jail for conspiring that, because that was crazy. If she really set that boy up, you know, I was told that. I also heard that she because they was both on the same NYPD Explorer program, that she asked, because she didn't want to let her uncle know that her boyfriend was really in the sex tape. So she lied and say that because she didn't want to look like she's into sexual behavior in that manner, I guess. So she lied and she said that she was raped, and she didn't want to say that it was her boyfriend that was in the tape. So she lied and said it was Junior, and she knows Junior through an NYPD Explorer program. And in that NYPD Explorer program, which is crazy, the NYPD Explorer program, like, you would think that these people are good kids, especially Junior. I'm thinking that Junior's a really good kid. I like, he is a really good kid, you know. So you're thinking that the other little girl should be a good kid, but actually, as you see, if that whole thing is actually true, the alleged is all alleged. If this is true, then, you know, throw that out the window. She's not really that good, right? So she set up Junior because I guess he had the most identical look, I guess, and she decided to set him up, I guess. And she asked him for some money to use the subway. She came down, he came down, and then all the thing has happened and went on from there with the situation of the 8 guys and Junior. Now, like I said, this is alleged. I'm not too sure if this is 1,000% true, because, you know, I like I said, you know, don't 1,000% believe me. Look, do a little bit more research into it so you can get the story a little bit more better, you know. Also, after that, you know, when that conspired, you know, he looked for help within the store, and it shows actually when they have video footage at the moment, they show that Junior tried to get help and they kicked him out of the store. Now, there's the thing, there's a lot of mixed feelings when it comes to what happened with the store. It's a lot of people that you know, especially who lives in the hood, you know, they feel like, you know, they feel like, you know, this type of thing happens on the daily. So, I don't want to tread lightly here. This is definitely, like, not my sentiment, but, you know, it's other people's sentiment. That they feel like this happens daily, and that, you know, the store was just really trying to look out for themselves and their family. You know, they don't want to sit there and try to, like, you know, they don't think that the store owners and the store clerks should go in and jump in and, you know, help Junior with this eight kids wielding machetes. You know, they may lose their life and not go back to their kids, or, you know, something can happen with their store, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I you know, 1,000% understand that, you know, but to me, if you look at the video footage, they had ample time to possibly lock the door, right? They had ample time to possibly call the cops. You know, they had ample time to do one or two things to at least try to minimize the damage of what happened with Junior. You know, at least try to get Junior flee away to have at least another day to tell his story, because these guys seem like they was on some no questions, you know, just straight, like, you know, violence, no question, no ask, you know, violence straight, you know, like they just went straight for, you know, hurting Junior without even asking him questions to really verify the situation at hand. So that's another thing. And also, I think that if, like, again, if I go back to the same thing I was just saying, I feel like if these eight guys would have actually went to Junior and actually spoke to him and tried to get an understanding, if they just waited 20 minutes, 30 minutes, spoke to him and actually get an understanding, maybe like, hey, yo, you know, like, what really happened, or, you know, ask him, are you the boyfriend, are you this, that, and the third, you know what I'm saying, try to figure out, so maybe he can be like, yo, this ain't me, this is, you know, and then they can go back to the girl that supposedly, allegedly said what she, you know, allegedly set him up, and have her really spew the truth. But I think these guys was just on a whole other high, you know, these guys was gang. These guys, I heard these guys are gang members, are part of the Trentarios in the Bronx. And so I guess they want to live up to the name, like, hey, they don't want to mess with a specific gang member, especially try to rape a specific, you know, child within the, in the gang. And then this is another thing. Now, if you look at the girl and you look at the gang members, right, the gang members to me is actually, if you look at a, if there's a 100% chart of what's wrong, the gang members to me is about 60 to 70% wrong. Let me tell you why. Now, I think that these guys are majority of wrong. This is why I say they're over, even over 50%, because you don't have to handle a kid like that. You know, I know that there is an alleged rape situation or whatever, but there's either, like, you could have used your hands. Your guys is all grown men. You don't need to sit there and use weapons on a little child. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to terrorize a boy like that. That's just unnecessary, you know? If anything, you could have just been using your hands. And while you're using your hands, you could have probably got some information out and got the understanding. But, you know, the man see knives and stuff like that, man, you... Shit, the boy is gonna be yelling to hopefully for help, you know. Like, y'all guys is wilding, so y'all handled it totally wrong. Like, should have, like I said, you should have waited like 20-30 minutes, get verify some situation or whatever, you know what I'm saying. But on the other hand too, if anybody's listening, if you have a loved one, you know, that told you, yo, I've been raped or whatever, like, you're gonna go off, like, you're gonna do whatever, like, you're gonna want to hurt that other person that you felt harmed your loved one. So what would, you know, so you got to understand that. So I 1000% understand that, because, you know, if somebody harmed one of my loved ones and I heard rape and et cetera, et cetera, then, you know, then I'm going to go 0 to 100 real quick myself. But this is why I say this, like a certain percentage of that's off, that they're not wrong, because they heard that their loved one was hurt and they went to go deal with it in the way that they deal with it. And, you know, the Chintario gang is known for using machetes and et cetera. So they dealt with it the way that they dealt with, they usually deal with their beef. And this was even more serious than beef, if you really understand, you know, rape charges and stuff like that, especially in the streets. A lot of dudes don't play that. So, so to me, the other person that's 100,000%, like I said, alleged, would be the girl. I think her name was, I think it's Stephanie Ashio or something like that. Stephanie something. I'm not too sure what her name is. You know, please don't quote me on that neither. But if she was the girl who did set up Junior and that was a true thing, then she is 100% and is wrong, because she is the one who started the firecracker to bust in the first place. She's the one who lit the firecracker. She had the lighter literally in her hand and put a lighter and turned on that M80 for it to blow up. So she has to be held accountable as harshly as the guys that's up right now for allegedly doing the crime, or if not worse, because she conspired it. So that's, you know, that's definitely my part of my sentiment on that. So let me know, guys, how you feel. You know, you can message me on this, on any, you know, platform, and let me know what you feel, either on the Anchor platform or the iOS Google or the Google platform, the, you know, any different type of platform that you see me on. You know, message me and let me know how you feel about the same situation or about what I'm talking about, because I know that this is very dear to a lot of people. And I hope that I didn't step on any toes, and I hope that I was very clear, and I hope people understood exactly my sentiment and where I'm coming from with this. Because I definitely think this is definitely a senseless killing, and I think that it's wrong that this 15-year-old boy that I seen that had a lot of light. Like, you gotta understand, man, this man has a lot of pictures with his moms, man. Like, you don't see a lot of bad kids with 100 pictures with their moms. You could tell this kid was a really good kid. He chilled with his mother a lot, you know what I'm saying? So you know that he had to get some values from an adult that he has been around a lot. So you know this kid was a really good kid, a stand-up child, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that because this kid passed away. I would have been saying this about him even if he was alive and I seen, you know what I'm saying, the light in this kid's eyes. You know, he was a really good kid. You know, I think that, I mean, the kid was a part of the NYPD Explorer, you know what I'm saying, program. That's like, you know, he wants to go and move heading forward in a positive light. You get what I'm saying? And I think that it's extremely sad. And, you know, condolences to the family, and, you know, rest in peace, Junior. And the Bronx, we need to stop this senseless killing. New York, we need to stop this senseless killing. We need to come together and talk and communicate more and not be about violence and pressuring us into hurting and harming each other. Alright. I'll be back tomorrow with another 15 minutes of my topics. Alright, guys, you have a wonderful and blessed day. Later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.